USA News. I'm John Schaefer. It's a guilty verdict for former President Trump. A jury found Trump liable in a civil rape case brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. Correspondent Ron Allen says the infamous Access Hollywood tape where Trump said he groped women was key.
That may have been one of the nails in the coffin, because he basically says that as a star, and he's a star, you can go out and grope women, and this is the way it's always been.
Carroll claimed Trump raped her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. The jury's awarded her nearly $5 million in damages. Trump took to Truth Social, calling the verdict a disgrace and a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. President Biden is meeting with congressional leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's message is clear.
Since February, he has said over and over again, we cannot be a country that defaults.
A compromise is not expected to come out of today's meeting. More interest rate hikes could be in our future. That's according to New York Fed President John Williams. He says policymakers remain focused on returning inflation to their target goal of 2%. Women should begin screening for breast cancer at 40, not 50. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force recommends that women with an average risk of breast cancer should be screened every other year between the ages of 40 and 74. With more cases of breast cancer in women in their 40s, the task force says there is more value in screening at a younger age. Fort Hood in Texas is no more. The Army installation has been renamed Fort Cavazos after the Texas-born Korean and Vietnam War veteran.
General Richard Cavazos has a legendary career, and he represents what's truly best about the Army.
Undersecretary of the Army Gabe Camarillo says Cavazos was the first Hispanic to reach the rank of four-star general. This is USA News.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-570-9390. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-570-9390. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-570-9390.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The city of El Paso, Texas, is being flooded with asylum seekers who are living on the streets. Some snuck across the border illegally, and others have already been processed and released by the Border Patrol. The city's now trying to separate the two groups, with federal agents telling illegal immigrants to turn themselves in. Those who do not have an appointment to plead their case before a judge will be deported. The NCAA's power over college athletics may have diminished in the last couple of years, but there is one issue where it stands firm.
The governing body for college athletics says no gambling by student athletes on any sport anywhere, even where it's legal, like Iowa. That's where dozens of current and former athletes from the state's two biggest public schools, Iowa and Iowa State, are now linked to a sports betting investigation. The University of Iowa says current athletes under investigation have been suspended from their teams. All this comes days after Alabama fired its baseball coach over an alleged bet on his team's game against LSU last month. I'm Richard Johnson.
A place where people turn to find jobs is laying off hundreds of employees. LinkedIn is laying off more than 700 workers worldwide. The popular business social networking platform is getting ready to pull the plug on its China-specific jobs app. And it's child number 7 for actor Robert De Niro. The 79-year-old has not said who the mother is, but his girlfriend was showing off a baby bump last month. De Niro's other kids range in age from 11 to 51. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.